Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Let me get to Jeff Rorta, of course, with the St. Louis Police Officers Association. We've got him on the phone this morning. Jeff, welcome back to the show.
Morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. I appreciate that. You know, you issued a letter the other day saying that your officers have lost faith in the newest police chief there in the city, John Hayden.
Yeah, Mark, you know, it's a signal flare. You know, we're asking for help. But, I mean, this isn't about John Hayden. This is about getting the resources, support, and leadership we need to keep our officers and the public safe.
Well, in the face of all this, you've got some of the protesters across the country calling for defunding police departments. This is utter madness.
Yeah, I mean, thank goodness they don't have any reasonable demands. I mean, they just look silly. I mean, here, let's talk about, you know, what happened in this particular incident. The officer directly responsible is charged with murder. The three officers are there, are criminally charged. And here in St. Louis, it can't happen. We don't teach this neck restraint or any neck restraints. We don't allow it under our rules. You know, so why are we trying to kill police officers, and why isn't our leadership making sure that our officers are safe when they're on the protest line?
Jeff, specifically in your letter, you made reference to the fact that that officers on the department didn't feel that the chief prepared adequately for the type of violence and riots that we saw in downtown St. Louis. What did you mean by that?
Well, you know, he accused me of Monday morning quarterbacking, you know, taking a page out of the Kim Gardner playbook and blaming everybody else for your shortcomings. But, I mean, this wasn't Monday morning quarterbacking. This was Friday morning quarterbacking. We were on the phone with city leaders on Friday saying, you've got to do something. There's no plan. You know, look what's happening in other cities. It's clear this is coming our way. It's unheard of for us not to have an operational plan. It's unheard of not to have the logistical support that you need to put boots on the ground. I mean, it's not like we didn't sound the alarm. It's not like we didn't work with commanders to try to make this a safer situation. But our warnings fell on deaf ears, and it's one of those situations where you hate to say I told you so, because the outcome is terrible.
Right. Well, you know, I talked to some officers who I've known for many years, and they're disgusted beyond what you just described with the fact that the circuit attorney's office has just laid down and rolled over and given up. And I don't even know how you go about your job every day as an officer in the city if you have no confidence that anything you do is going to get the backing of Kim Gardner.
Well, I mean, she's made herself into a nonentity. You know, people know that if they're looking for justice, they've come to the wrong place with Kim Gardner. I mean, thank God for our U.S. Attorney, Jeff Jensen. I mean, that guy and his office have been a stud. They've prosecuted, at last count, about 800 gun cases and other serious crimes that are under federal jurisdiction. And, you know, they're helping us take guns out of the hands of not law-abiding citizens, of violent criminals who are using them violently and are, you know, convicted felons. And, you know, this city would be a smoldering pile of ash if it weren't for the U.S. Attorney's Office.
Yeah, well, I couldn't agree more. Where do we go from here? What's going to go on in the city? Have you gotten the necessary support from the National Guard? Do you feel like your police officers are getting that kind of support at least?
Well, we're thrilled with Governor Parson. You know, we asked in our letter Tuesday for reinforcements, basically. You know, and he sent the National Guard and I can't go into real numbers because I don't, you know, those are operational specific details. But he sent them. He's called up, you know, this is public. He's called up 1,000 National Guardsmen, activated 1,000 National Guardsmen, and we are going to get an increasing contingent up to a number that we're very happy with. He sent us state highway patrolmen, you know, and armored vehicles to protect us. You know, we had very few Bearcats out there Monday night, and we need those armored vehicles to hide behind. Our officers were hiding behind mailboxes and dumpsters, just diving for cover as they were, you know, fired at, you know, multiple times, hundreds of times. And I mean, it's really kind of a miracle that we only had 4 police officers hit, and, you know, and then just a tragedy that a sweet guy like Captain Dave Dorn would be shot like a dog in the street and left for dead as he was.
I was encouraged yesterday that there was a march in memory of David Dorn. I was discouraged at how small the crowd was compared to some of the protest crowds we saw yesterday.
Well, I mean, yeah, this is a protest in the name of ending violence against African Americans, and I think that should include everybody, including a sweet man like Dave Dorn, who you know, emblemized what they're asking for. Here's a guy who would never tolerate police brutality against anybody, including black people, a guy who, you know, lived his life and did his job exactly as these protesters say police should. And in his last moments, instead of drawing his gun and shooting a looter, he stood there on the street and tried to reason with a kid who just shot him dead in cold blood.
I hope they get some justice for him. Jeff Rorta, thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks, Mark.
Get more at 971talk.com.